Hey, greetings, everyone. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. How's your day going today? I had a really great day, and I'm blessed to be able to bring you a teaching and something of interest and edification for you. Today's my topic, man can now do anything he imagines. Let me give you a scripture verse first. Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Yeah, let's talk about man's imagination. The other day I was going over some material. I got lots of it that I have to get edited, studied out, and put it on the blog and the website. And I came across something else that really hit me, and I felt led to share it with you all. Now, we all know that we live in perilous times, dangerous times, much tribulation. More's coming. Man is doing that which he should not do due to technology and his evil intent, playing God, as it were. Yeah. You know, we need to look no further than the attempts of man to merge humans and animals. They're trying to merge humans and computers. They are cloning or talking about cloning human beings. We see robots and artificial intelligence saying it's going to take over much, big impact for the future. We see travel on Earth and space travel expanding, and information via satellites, technology, the internet flowing faster and more like never, ever before. Lastly, we see diseases being made up and spliced into the human race, mankind, from animals. Yeah, I give you COVID-19, right? Bats to animals, technology. They've proven that they've tried to use germ warfare. It's caused all kinds of problems. So man is bringing the world to some perilous, perilous things. It's all due to sin, of course. Now, with the invention of the internet and computer processing, have you thought about this? Several key things are happening that have big, big biblical importance. Man is now close to doing what God once forbid him to do. Let me explain. I saw a news blurb as I was doing research for an article. And due to the 3D imaging and the virtual reality world that they've come up with, like I have a drawing that I put on the top of this article. One of my truth drawings shows a picture of a guy with one of these movie screens bolted to his or strapped to his face, and the computer will now let him see and experience whatever he wants via this 3D headset. And here's what the headline read: you can now do anything you can imagine. That was the headline. You can now do anything you can imagine. Saints, does that sound familiar to you? It should. You ready? Genesis 11, verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Did you catch that? Man is now at the place, again, like he was in Genesis 11, where God knew man could do anything he imagined. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Now, the ramifications of this, being able to go into a virtual world and do anything you can imagine, I don't even need to describe. Paul says, don't even speak of such things. The vile, depraved things that man is going to do with this virtual reality technology, and how that will bring more sin and evil and corruption into the culture. Yeah, it's coming. Now, some history to help you understand. Way back in time, man got together. He was talking in one language, and he began to do things that God forbid, the Tower of Babel. You can read about it in Genesis. And God scattered them, as I read to you. God talked about that they could do anything because of their one language and their imagination, right? And in this next verse I'm going to give you, starting with verse 7 and 8 from Genesis 11, God confounded their speech, called Babel, as he did not want them doing anything they imagined. Verse 7 and 8. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city or the tower. Now, this is how mankind ended up with all these different languages. God confounded them. They divided up. He stopped their plans. He stopped their imaginations. That's what I'm talking about here. And man's now at the place again where he can do whatever he imagines. Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. I like that. Now, if you look up languages, do a study on languages. I thought this was an interesting kind of a side note, but it's tied in here. Science, the science world, science is sometimes true, many times false. They claim that languages go back 100,000 years, they'll tell you. But they don't have any proof of that. It's all theory and conjecture. They can only document languages going back about 5,000 to 6,000 years. You know, some people would say that lines up with the Bible creation timeline. So they'll tell you languages go back 100,000 years. They only have evidence that it goes back about 5,000 or 6,000 years. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Yeah. They also claim, evolutionists will tell you, man's been around for over 250,000 years, some say millions, but there's no trace of any languages, proof, that they can show you in evidence except 5,000 or 6,000 years ago. Seems fishy, doesn't it, folks? It doesn't really add up. No, it doesn't. I wanted to throw that note in there on languages. So another interesting note that I want to talk about. Back then, one language helped them unite. God stopped them with many languages. Another interesting thing is happening today that has biblical significance. Did you know that today, via computers and interpreters, man can now almost, in almost all cases, speak the same language via software interpretation? This is pretty interesting. Have you ever seen when all the leaders gather at the UN meetings and they're all listening in earpieces? It's because they all speak a different language, but computers and interpreters are translating the person that's speaking to the hundreds of different men there into one language or their language that they can understand. It's the same thing. Man can now understand each other. Isn't that an interesting thought? This is why research projects all over the globe are moving so quickly and rapidly, because now scientists all over the world can communicate in technology and data by interpretation and computer. So once again, God confounded the languages and scattered them, didn't want them doing everything they could imagine. Man has found his way back to now be able to communicate almost with everyone in the world, and he's able to do everything that he can imagine. That one language is almost here once again. So it's my contention, with man doing the wicked things he's doing, playing God, as I said, and now he can do as he imagines, and he can speak the same language with almost the whole world. How long will it be before the Creator God steps back in the picture, as he did in Genesis 11? What, with great tribulation and Jesus' return? Something to ponder. I hope you consider that, saints. I hope you really consider this, because the days are evil and the time is short. Now, one last note. I want to show you how great our God is. I want to encourage you in this. You should be encouraged. See how accurate the Bible is? Yeah, with this Genesis 11 imagination topic. But I want to talk to you, one last note, about how great our God is. I like to look for archetypes in the Old Testament to the New Testament. We see many, like the ark, the wooden ark Noah built, was really ended up being Jesus as our spiritual ark. How about all the lambs that were slaughtered? Jesus ended up being the Lamb of God. The temple in the Old Testament that God built and had meticulous specifications for, we're now his temple via the Holy Spirit. All these different archetypes, very interesting. I also like to look for interesting happenings, old to the new, that are like mirror images of how God works with good and bad. God alone can use bad or evil for his good. We can't do that. God can. Let me give you an example. In Numbers 32, Moses has men kill the rebellious Levites when he said, "Who will serve God with me this day?" And it says in Numbers 32, 3,000 men fell that day. Isn't that interesting? How sad. They killed their own brothers and neighbors because they were rebellious against God. But then in Acts 2, we see about 3,000 added to the body on the day of Pentecost. Isn't that awesome? So just a little mirror image of how that was an evil thing that those men were doing. And then look what God does. Same number, 3,000. I like that. I want to offer up another one to you that shows how glorious our God is. Genesis 11, as I read to you, says God confounded the languages and stopped and scattered man because he was doing evil. Right? But going back to Acts 2 again, what happens? We see our amazing Creator God use his Holy Spirit to unite saints from all their different languages via tongue speaking. Did you catch that? How awesome. God confounds the languages and sends them all away when they're doing evil. But then God brings man together in the body and he uses tongues and they all heard in their language and they were amazed. And the body, 3,000 men were added on that day. So this shows you how sovereign God is. He does things in his timing. He can work with good and evil for his glory. What an amazing creator to put our hope in. So I hope this teaching has you thinking about the last days, the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ, his finished work, shed blood, death, burial, resurrection, repentance, come out of this wicked world and man-made religion and your flesh. Be born again by the Spirit of God when he sees a willing vessel. Then holiness and obedience is the fruit that you know Christ. You no longer want sin. You want to live in all holiness and obedience. And you endure in the faith. That's the gospel. How are you living daily for Christ? Good question to ask yourself in these last days. Time is short. Either your death or man's time on this earth is running out. God is going to avenge and he's going to bring wrath or redemption. It's coming, folks. It's coming. What are you going to hear? Away from me, I never knew you. Or well done, good and faithful servant. I want to help you be well done, good and faithful servant. That's why we strive at our website and we go out and street preach all over America. Since I was talking about imagining, I want to leave you with this verse. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. There's faith, there's obedience, acting together. Hey, ponder that. Man can now do everything he imagines. How wicked, how evil, how corrupt, but how glorious to know that our God's in control. It's all in his hand, and we're safe in Christ. If we are his, born by the gospel, striving after him, seeking the kingdom of God in all righteousness. That's what I want to help you do. Hey, go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Adding material every day to edify you. Reach out. Let me know how it can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.